Blog Talk Radio.
Shop right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, better known to people as the BDSIR Radio Networks, Soul in Sports people. I'm your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, frankly, like this NFL season upon us, people, I am hardcore, people. Where do we start? Oh, it's been a while. Welcome to the special edition of Lock It Up Friday as we draft live on air at the top of the hour. Fantasy football brought to you by the powers at Soul and Sports. This is the barbershop, and we talk about whoever and whatever we want to in the barbershop. Well, except for Riley Curry and Michael Jackson. Yeah, that's a new one. I just added that. You cannot talk about Michael Jackson. But people, today, we got short time ahead of us, guys. We're just, what was it, 9 days, less than 9 days, six, right, before the world champion Philadelphia Eagles take the field against the 28-3 giving up lead Atlanta Falcons. That's right. I said it. That's who you are, and that's what you're going to be. So, number to call in, 347-637-359. But with all that being said, guys, top of the hour, fantasy football live on air. And in the meantime, we're going to talk about power. They kill Kanan. You cannot kill Kanan. Which you can't, because actually he's dead. So therefore, he's gone. We're going to talk about Power TV and Jay Watts' new Twitch shows on Power Rankings. And where did he rank? Did he rank in there? We're going to find out. Also, like I said, as we do fantasy football today, all in is tomorrow, people. And shout out to my fans and friends in the UK that was like, you know, inboxing me and stuff like, yo, why did he? Mike, I'm with you, Mike Knox. Mike Knox, I'm with you. Wrestling storyline. What storyline is this that All In has? I say, well, frankly, it has the storyline of Ring of Honor and New Japan. And who cares when Cody wins the strap in New York? In Chicago, he wins the NWA World Heavyweight Championship that his father, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, won. I wish I could be there, but I'll be watching it somewhere on a stream. But without further ado, welcome into you, my crew, live from the city of brotherly love, because we win championships. That's right, people. Go Birds! What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, Mike? I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. Yes.
Great. Great. You know, I get a little nervous when I call in. You know, sometimes the equipment in New Twist Studios gets a little shoddy because I do so many different things and I change up different things. And, you know, I get a little nervous. I didn't get a chance to do a mic check because I was calling in watching the homegoing service of Queen Aretha. And, you know, I'm just glad you're able to hear me. It's Friday. I'm ready to get the weekend started, ready for this fantasy draft that we're going to do at the top of the hour. And, you know, and excited to talk about power and excited to see what's going to happen this week on power. So definitely check out those videos that I create. And I'm waiting for everybody to put their list on it. I'm still waiting for people to put their list. I said, you know, put their list.
I'm going to start putting my list because I watch when I'm at work. You know what I mean? I'll be looking at it, and I'll be trying to share it, and people are talking. Like, I'll be trying to give it a go ahead. Go ahead, type on that thing, all right? Because I'm going to put my list up there, though. Mr. J. Chris in the new Twitch studio was in there like Johnny Five. He's always trying to reinvent himself. Also, welcome to the program, live from the host city, okay? His mama calls him Micah. You can find him, Emmy Richmond, on the Twitter. And I'm just waiting to see him on a new Twitch show, because what I heard, it's on a new Twitch show. That ain't my lane. I don't know, like you guys know, but boy, when you start talking like you were talking on a new Twitch show today about these races and this government and how they're treating us. And before I say any other word, may we just say thank you to Miss Aretha Franklin and the memorial that has been on television all day. What an amazing, extraordinary way to send this queen of soul home to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What's going on, Micah?
Well, it's about that time to go ahead and spank some people or some fantasy football, a game that I never played before. The game I probably won't ever play again unless y'all are involved. I'm just saying. By the way, okay, I need you and Mr. Watson to go ahead and take a page out of your boy Malcolm Jenkins' book, okay? You didn't win anything. This is a new season. You're not defending anything.
He's right. I'm not going to knock him. I agree with him. However, this is when I say it, it's not to my team for this year. It's to all you stinking fans that say we will never get one. Right, Jay Chris? When you see it, it's personal.
Absolutely.
It's personal.
Absolutely.
It
it's definitely about the people that say we will never get it. And Mike is not one of those people. So, you know, I can't put that on Mike. It's mostly Cowboys fans. It's mostly Giants fans.
They're the stupid Cowboys fans. They're always like, huh, well, you got your one. Well, you got to get four more to be like us. Hey, bro, you haven't been playoff relevant for the last 25 years. Shut up.
Or Micah, think about it like this. Maybe if we want to be like them, we'll wait another 20-something years to win another.
Or not. We better not wait 20 more years.
Maybe if we want to be like them, we'll do that. But I ain't trying to be like them.
Y'all stop that. As I introduce to you the part one member of the A-team, one-third of the A-team, he can't say, which I would die. I would really give, like, a nice dinner prepared by my wife. And I tell you, boy, those meals that she prepares, they make you want to smack your grandma, not your mama, your grandma, okay? So if he could just say for me one more time, the Packers of Green Bay. Welcome to the program. All the way from the DMV. We know his black ass got some ID because they had pulled him over. What's going on? Why?
It's all about that kamikaze, man. What's going on? It's all about that kamikaze right now, man. That's what it's about right now.
Listen.
It's about that M putting out that ether out in the world.
Well, listen. All I know is the draft order has been made. Okay? I know that. And I know that I didn't want to be number one. And so I think the person whose name is I Can Beat Roman has to be Micah. Micah, is that your name of your team?
Of course, it's your league. I got to troll you.
Can't troll me about Roman. He's the universal champion. Why do I care what you think? Okay. Clearly the company knew how to shield him. Get it? From all you haters. Okay. Yeah, I learned that from you, Mike. I can't tell you I made that up. I got that from you. All right. I still
it's
wish
okay,
I could be at all.
You know, he was thinking. You know, he was back there like, they still keep booing him. How can I? We'll put Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose in front of him. Yeah.
That's your Vincent McMahon. I don't have a better one. I'm just saying, you know. But I know that's what you're trying to do.
I've done better, but I'm also like, I told you in a chat.
You're adulting. You're adulting. Well, we're gonna start adulting at 6 o'clock when we start this draft. I got the second pick in the draft, and I am willing to trade this pick if anybody out there want to trade this pick. The number two pick is on the board. You have about 7 minutes. To go ahead and send me something nice. Just so they know, put it in the chat. Just let you know. I'll put it there. The trade is up if you want the number two draft. Number two pick in the draft. Let me know. It's a valuable pick. Viable. All right? But you will be giving up more than just your pick, FYI. Okay, I want a pick and an eighth rounder. Got too much to ask for? A swap of your pick? I'm giving away picks, Wally. Clearly, I have no idea what I'm doing, right? That's what some people would say right now. They listen to the program. He has no idea. None. You have no idea. Power this week. NFL football, did it even exist? Because I swore yesterday was just there. Like, I turned it on. I said, oh, okay. I hope we don't lose. I didn't want to go 0-4 in the preseason, right? I didn't, you know, it doesn't mean anything, but you still don't want to see, oh, your team went 0-4, right? So I came back and won the game in the fourth quarter. But, like, you turn to the game, you're like, oh, yeah, no one's playing. I turned it. I turned it right off, J.Crew. I didn't want to watch the final preseason game for the Philadelphia Eagles. Wally, did you watch the final game for the Washington Redskins? Is AP your starter?
Yeah, I watched it. He's a starter. I watched it. I watched it. You know, you always went to the young guys who are going to make the team, or who are trying to make the team, put it that way. So you're trying to see, you know, some of the storylines.
Oh,
you
know, it was on. I'm not sure how much I watched it.
Yeah.
It was on, though.
I watched it. I watched all of it. I watched all of it.
Wow. Jay Chris,
I didn't
watch
any of it.
There you go. There it is. There it is. Jay Chris. Were you muted again?
No, you can't hear me.
Yeah, I hear you now. I'm saying, were you muted again the whole time?
No, I just wasn't saying anything. I probably watched all of 5 minutes of the preseason, to be honest with you, of the entire league. I mean, you know, I could have cared less. I probably couldn't have cared less. You know, I probably could have cared a little bit less. Preseason was whack to me. I really didn't care about it at all whatsoever. It tells me nothing.
That's how I
won't be able to make any bets on the first week based on what happened to preseason unless somebody got hurt. Can't do it.
Okay.
No, I don't know, man. Baker Mayfield was showing off against number one defenses. Granted, it was still Matt Patricia's defense, but you know, which is about as poor as a sponge. But I'm just saying, the dude really does.
Gotta do it for four quarters, though, right?
Gotta do it for four quarters. But he didn't have to.
That's certainly fine. But I mean, we got to have some insight. There's some insight the preseason can give us as to what a player's pattern is going to be. Like, for example, when we talk about the quarterbacks, if you had a projection about where Lamar Jackson was going to be, as far as compared to maybe a Baker Mayfield, then you projected most likely correct if you said, well, he's probably a project quarterback because chances are he's not going to be as accurate as Baker Mayfield, and he probably hasn't seen the same kind of level of defenses as Baker Mayfield has seen, even though he played in the Big 12. He doesn't really know what a defense looks like. None of them do in the Big 12. But just enough to where he understands how to use his height and his size to throw into windows, and his first instinct is to run. Baker Mayfield, several times in that game, that pocket collapsed, and he stood in there and threw an accurate ball. And sometimes the guy caught it, and sometimes the guy dropped it, but he did his part to get the ball out. So all I'm saying is that there's some, not a lot, but there's some predictors that help us out with this.
Not enough for me to feel safe putting my money anywhere in week one.
Well, guess what? We're going to talk about week one while we do this draft. And listen, do you even like football? Welcome, everybody. The other football lover, Hugo, is back on the program. Oh, my God. Where has he been? Hugo, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Not much, man. I love both footballs, man. There's NFL and there's association football. So they're both my favorites in my book, man. I got number one association, then I got the NFL. I'm excited. Not too happy about my Jets, though, but we'll see how we get on in the AFC.
Still love the fact
you're
Jets fans. 52 seconds before Micah picks number one in the draft. See, week one, guys. I want to see get these in there because we do have, because it's Labor Day. We're not going to be on air Labor Day. I'm quite sure they're not going to be on air Labor Day, guys. So we won't be back until next Friday, all right? So the Eagles are favored at home by 3 points over 28-3, J. Chris. So it is locking up Friday with 30 seconds before the draft. Lock that up, J. Chris. Eagles by 3 at home over Atlanta, and we don't even know who the quarterback is.
Yeah, that's my problem with the entire thing there. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be, so to make a pick right now would be uncivilized, and so I'm going to do the thing I did last year and pick against my team. Mm. And that emotional opening night game in which the defending Super Bowl champions tend to have struggle in. And we don't know who the quarterback is going to be. It's either going to be Nick Foles, who struggled in the preseason, or it's going to be Carson Wentz, who didn't take a snap in the preseason.
Okay,
we don't
I have
know
to
yet.
Take my pick here because quickly there, Micah picked Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, it's off the board. So I'm drafting. Go ahead. I'm sorry, J. Chris. I had to draft Le'Veon Bell. I was shocked that Micah picked so fast.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
it blew me off.
No, we don't know what the quarterback is going to be for the defending champions. The defending champions tend to struggle in that first opening night game. It's going to be a very emotional game that the fans are probably starting to tailgate now. I'm picking against the Eagles in this opening night game.
Jay, Chris, Wally, who are you taking in this one?
It depends. It's Carson. I'll be comfortable to check the Eagles, but I don't think it's gonna be Carson. I think it's gonna be Foles, and it's Foles. I got Atlanta.
Atlanta, and this one for Hugo. Who you got? Eagles for everybody three. Lock it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and lock it up as well because you know the quarterback situation is still uncertain. I'm gonna go conservative. I'll also go with Atlanta as well.
You know what? Blow off! I'm taking the Eagles by three. Raise the banner. We're high. We're drunk. They're on fire because they're Philly, and they're gonna win the game, Jay Chris. I don't give a damn who's the quarterback.
Look, I'm just struggling trying to make this doggone pick on this fantasy football.
You're
I could care less with it. I'm trying to click the damn button. What is going on?
You are up, Micah. Who you got, Eagles or Atlanta? And also, King Bob, you know, he had the Eagles winning this game by a touchdown.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I actually feel like that Lance is going to beat Squalor in this game. First game of the season, got that nice Super Bowl hype going on with it. And maybe some things going to get out of whack and get a little away from him. Lance is going to be better than people think. But you're going to have Nick Foles starting instead of Carson Wentz. So I don't know if Nick Foles' magic can happen more than once. But, hey, I mean, y'all Super Bowl champions, the Super Bowl champions from last season, celebrate it, have a good time. Go, you won't have your first loss, and it's going to be a wake-up call loss, and y'all going to go on a tear after that loss.
Who you got in this one? Well, we got all that taken. Hugo picked the Eagles as well. So I got to go right now with the next pick on the board, and that is going to be Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, favored by 6 points, Jay Chris. Who you got in this game?
Pittsburgh at Cleveland, favored by 6 points. I'm taking Pittsburgh in the game.
Wally, who you got?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. We do all the picks today? We're not going to do some next Friday?
Yeah, we're going to do some. I just wanted to get those out the way since I was here. To these few.
Okay.
That's all. You got Pittsburgh.
Well, that being the case, I might change your pick by next Friday, but you know, as of
no. But see, see what Wally just did there was what Wally had to point out last time quietly when we drafted live on air. It's hard to do a radio show live on air when you're drafting because I'm really watching the board. But Wally was right. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to only do the Eagles Atlanta game. Okay, so Wally was 100% right. So ha. That's what you can do with your – you can do radio like that. So, we're doing a draft now. So, the picks off the board right now is – I can't believe you took Ezekiel Elliott number one. Micah, explain yourself here. You don't have to. I'm curious. You have no bias.
Dallas Cowgirls got a decent favorable schedule when it comes to Ezekiel Elliott and his production. I see a lot of touchdowns in his favor. And the more he's on the field, the more impressive Dak Prescott's going to be. So, they're going to feed him –
I just know I got really two good running backs right now in Freeman and Le'Veon Bell. How about that, Wally?
I got David Johnson. I'm happy. I got David Johnson. I'm pretty good. Yeah. I'm happy with who I got.
David Johnson is a monster. I will say that. I will. Okay. You got that. Nothing said. Micah went quarterback with his second round pick, getting Russell Wilson. Really? Like. And you came in here saying you was going to smack some butt? You took Russell Wilson?
I don't have to think like you in order to beat you.
You don't? You don't?
Ooh.
Out of all the quarterbacks that were available, why would you take him? I'm just saying out of all the quarterbacks that were available, you took him. That's all I'm saying. You do understand this isn't real football, right?
Mike is saying that Russell Wilson is going to give him yards. He's going to give him that rushing yard. He's saying, like,
you do know that, Seattle Seahawks have it's nothing else but Russell Wilson as offense.
Mike got strategy.
No other offense for him.
Listen, do not yell at me.
I feel you, Micah, I feel you, bro. I see your strategy. I know exactly where you're going with that one.
No, you don't.
A mobile quarterback is good. A mobile quarterback is very big in fantasy football.
I get
so
that.
I dig
I'm
it.
Not, I'm just, all right.
I dig it.
Got a point there.
He got a point. He has a point there. Well, top four this week, J. Chris.
And with that being said, with my pick, I will select Super Cam in the News.
I knew he was going with Cam Newton. Dirty, rotten scandal.
Somebody took Aaron Rodgers off the board, so I had to
that would be me. That would be me. Why would I not take the baddest man on the planet?
Because he gets hurt a lot.
He's been hurt twice in the last 4 years. That's a lot.
And here comes the ambulance.
They always come when we're doing a show. Get used to it.
The ambulance is coming.
In these streets.
So who's on the board right now? Who's picking right now?
I just took AJ Green. So I don't know who's on the board right now. Giants for life.
Giants for life. Yeah, that's my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is Giants for life.
Oh, he's
here you go. What's your team?
That's a good pick. That's a good one, man. Deshaun Watson. I was gonna take that.
I picked up Tom Brady at third round. Can't ever go wrong with Broadway Brady.
Yeah, he gets a lot of points. He gets a lot of points. That's a good one. That's a solid pick.
Oh, who took DeAndre Hopkins?
Fast, just like
Who picked up? Look, that dude picked up my daggone wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton. It's like
who took
Andrew Luck's back this year.
Jay Chris, you took. Jay Chris, that's you, Justice?
That's not me.
Who's Justice for Fit Rod?
Me. Oh, that's right. I know what it is. He said for Fit Rod, that's definitely right.
Yeah, that's right. You took DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Bastard. It's little Micah joins in the
baby
conversation. Cut.
Exactly.
You know how you handle it.
You're like, what? He's like, Dad, I love your draft. Dad, you drafted like a beast.
Over there. There you go. Listen. Okay. Because I want to get this out. I want to get it out on live on air. Who's drafting now? Who's up? Who's picking?
The heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters.
Ask me. Trying to pick right now.
No, I was just asking because when I think of heavy hitters, get it? See my pun? Or not my pun, my
heavy, mind. Heavy hitters, sucker.
Did you ever think that they were going to kill Kanan this past week on Power? I watched
this past
I got
week.
Up. I got
did you ever
up.
Think they were going to kill him, period?
I got up, and I had to go to my phone to Google, was it a season finale? Right? Because that much happened on this episode. Like, I'm like, there's no way this is how this season's going to end. And then I tell my wife afterwards, I said, you know what? I'm not surprised that he's gone, not because of the character, but because of the, you know, it was rumored last year that he leaked those episodes online because he was having a problem for his out. And then my brother, friend of family, tells me that he was on The View and said that he, you know, he thought his time had come to the end of the show because they weren't getting along, him and the chick.
Oh, for real?
So,
the writer?
Yeah, the writer. Yeah.
However, he is supposed to be directing some episodes in the coming.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying that's yeah.
So he's
heavily involved with the show.
I had to get me a tight end right there on that one.
And what tight end did you get?
I got Greg Olsen. I drafted Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen?
Yes.
How's that make you feel? That you got Greg Olsen.
He's the only weapon that Super Cam and Newton's have. So Super Cam, who was over there on Jay Chris's team, decides to throw the ball. Well, you know, he has to come through me. That's all I'm saying.
So you feel like when you play Watt, that this is that's an advantage for you.
Yeah.
So you, did
absolutely.
You draft Olsen for Watt? Was that your thought process?
I'm trying
to figure your strategy of beating people. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Really?
What is your strategy? Hey, Watt, what's your strategy?
My strategy? My strategy is to pick the best available.
The best available.
That's my strategy. The best available player.
Back in the day.
Exactly.
back in the day, you used to pick all Eagles players like Westbrook, and it was like Westbrook and
McNabb. And it took me to the championship. It took me to the championship.
I used to do that also. I used to pick all Eagles, non-Giants, non-Cowboys. I would just, that would be my draft every single time.
I picked all Eagles to the point where I picked the Eagles fullback because I didn't understand fantasy football. That was my first year doing fantasy football.
Hey, real talk, me and Ray used to laugh at this one thing. And once I think because you blew out Ray when we had our UMES thing, fantasy football draft. Ray would always say that anytime he played Watt, right, like Watt would blow him out. It'd be the Eagles' best day. It'd be McNabb's like best day of the season. Like he would throw like 80 touchdowns, and he'd throw like three of them to Westbrook. You know what I mean? He'll hit like.
Because I had him both.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Brent Celek.
Yeah, he was like Watt can get the head like the best all time Hall of Fame fantasy football day ever in life.
Yeah, that was back in the day. I didn't understand fantasy football at the time. You know, I just didn't.
Yeah,
but
you still killed it though.
Well, yeah, until that last game came and all the Eagles sat down, and then I think I was playing Fish in the game and he took everybody off the free agency that I could have possibly picked up, and it was a championship game and I think I scored like 9 points in the championship game. So. Yeah, it was a bad day for the team that time. Bad day for us.
Who's drafting the heavy hitters? Who's gonna be taking a fresh ever?
I'm trying to go either for a tight end or a running back. I need to also get a running
back.
He's
thinking, man.
Well.
We can't knock a person who's thinking.
All right.
He's thinking,
no,
huh,
you're right.
I like that. Let's
so
check that.
While we're drafting live on air, let me say this also. Watching Power for the second time, you could clearly see on Tyrese's face he was gonna give Kanan up. You could see that he was probing him with the stuff about Sean, the look on his face when the cops first got pulled over. You never seen that stuff. He had set him up all day, even when he asked him for the gun with the kids had took, gave him some fake money for the work on the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like all that was set up. You can go back and watch and you can clearly see like how do we miss this? You know what I mean, with this setup. But I tell you one thing, Kanan went out like a beast. I tell you, I ain't going back to jail. And he was hurt. And his feelings was hurt that the kid did that to him. He really was hurt. So
yeah. He was hurt.
He just put his own father in jail. He don't even know it.
Well, yeah, to speak to Tariq was setting him up. Due to the magic of TV, of course, we didn't see him put the gun in the back of the trunk.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course
due to the magic of TV, you know, so we didn't know it was there. We didn't even know about the plot at the time. But you know, like we all know, it was all Tasha's plan. You know, and when she came in and said, Tariq, we need to talk, and then they cut from the scene. The magic of TV in that episode was wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful episode for the magic of TV. They really set things up for us. I'm very interested in seeing what happens going forward with Ghost, really, because, you know, he seems to weasel his way out of everything. I just want to see how he weasels his way out of it. We may not even see him weasel out until next season or maybe the season after, but we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. Why Kanan had to die? I don't know. Kanan made it interesting.
He made it very interesting, and the fact that he's gone is really, really, really sad. It really, at least to me. But here it is. The weekly, I got to bash Tariq. Everybody says, why did he even kill him? Right? Kill him,
yeah,
too.
Just shoot him. She killed him. She shot him.
But
why do we not like Tariq? Because he kept going against the family.
I love Tariq, personally.
No,
I'm talking
about in general. In general, Tariq was hated because he kept going against the family, making bad decisions.
Yeah.
But now people are like, he should have killed him. And he was with the family.
Why?
In this.
What I'm about to explain. I'm going to explain this. There's a lack of loyalty. This is a lack. You can't be loyal. Like, you can't be loyal to your family. You can't be loyal to a dude that's had your back. Who give you loyal to, man?
He was loyal to his mother, who said, "I did this.
But
I
how
don't care for you more."
For that? How long
did
it take him to do that?
Y'all hadn't all put together. I think Tariq has a legitimate gripe with his father, and I think that's the base of the story in that house that I care about. It's how Ghost fixes his father's relationship. I like that.
But think about this. How can you be loyal to someone that you just found out killed someone that you considered a friend and even family? And knowing that that
he
was their son.
But didn't he know that already? He knew that for a minute.
No, he
though,
did
right?
not. He did not.
No,
know
he
it.
Didn't know that.
He, that day?
I think he found out that day because the look on his face in that car, if you go back and watch it, is a totally different.
I thought he found
look.
That
he goes on a,
right. Heavy hitters on the clock. I'm multitasking here. I'm still watching the funeral of Aretha Franklin. And Gladys Knight is up there.
Who took Jimmy Graham?
I don't know. Not me.
Which one of y'all suckers took Jimmy Graham?
Jimmy Graham went to drafted by your boy.
Not me. I didn't draft Jimmy Graham.
Oh, Ray's dirty as crap.
Urban sports scene is on the clock.
They must have had a discussion
over at Urban Sports Scene.
I ain't talking to Bama, man.
Your draft over there looking, Micah?
Bama took Jimmy Graham. Ain't that something?
Yeah, Mike is over there. Mike is quiet over there. His draft must be going well.
It's looking pretty good if I get the two things I'm going to get with these next two picks.
We're going to make sure that doesn't happen. It's not going to happen.
My man Mike plotting. I like that. Mike, keep plotting, Mike.
I hope I don't regret this next pick, but I'm doing it. Boom, there it is.
But how dope was it, though, with the whole setup that took place in that house? You know, if you look at the things that happened – in that house, I thought it was pretty damn dope at how they came out with the head and with Dre. So they got Dre. Everybody got in the episode. I'm sorry, I was drafting right there. Jordan Howard's off the clock. All right. I had to get another
damn, Mike.
What?
Damn, you took
who's
my that? Jaguars. I had that flagged and everything.
I actually had him coming next on my list. Actually, I meant to take that, but I was talking in the draft and I got confused. And Tom was looking where it was. So I'm gonna take the next best defense right there, fantasy football wise.
I don't trust Ray no more. A jerk.
Ranking off the clock. And I knew that Michael was going defense there, and I was mad to take the defense there. I really saw that coming, Micah, and I got the running back I didn't need right now because I got later. Damn it. Drafting live on air. I'm sorry. Was that like dig at Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick playing checkers when he's playing chess.
Right.
Somebody picked up Colin Kaepernick?
No, he's saying that we're playing by Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. It was what's the word Wally been using today? It was a Bama reference. I said that. I just used that in a sentence. Fantasy football, anything goes. Okay.
He said Bama.
So I'm over looking at Ray's team.
What'd you say about Michael Jackson?
Even in fantasy football,
we don't talk about Riley Curry or Michael Jackson.
Yo, listen, Ray's team is nasty. I'm just looking at Ray's team right now. He's been drafting this underneath the screen.
Ray's a hell of a fantasy football league drafter.
Listen, he got Odell Beckham, Graham Hopkins, and Antonio Brown. What the hell?
Oh, he get Julio? Okay. Well, he get no Matt Ryan. That's his dude, too.
Odell Beckham.
I should draft Matt Ryan out of spite.
That's the best three receivers in football.
I should draft
Matt Ryan
out of spite.
He has the best three.
Hold on, I know what direction I was going into anyway, but how any of y'all miss Odell, Antonio, and Julio?
Look, I'm salty, man. I don't get Giants. I don't get Cowboys. I don't do that.
I don't either. That's why I don't care about Odell. DeAndre Hopkins got on it and Brown. They had to be his first two picks. So I think they were his first two picks. So that's how he got them.
Yeah. I would get Saquon though, but I'm not getting any other Giant. Odell Beckham ain't my dude, so I ain't getting that. I ain't getting that dude. I don't trust him anyway. He may get suspended off.
Now, honestly, and I'm glad we brought that up with $65 million man. I don't trust Odell Beckham either. It's something about the guy that's in his DNA and his personality that I think that he's going to do something dumb. I don't think he's stupid. I just think he's going to do something dumb. And it's going to land him in some trouble. I hope that I'm wrong. But the personality that I get from him, they want to congratulate him for the locker room supposedly loving him for them dancing for his money. Like yes, you celebrate someone else's accomplishments. I'm not against that. However, just that alone, you know what I mean? Like, I've never seen somebody dance because they got their money. But that's the kids of the day. He's one of those kids
of the day. Here's the deal. Here's the deal with Odell, man. He may get you to the fantasy football championship, but if you are a Giants fan, you need to be ticked off to high heaven right now because they just gave money to a dude who's brittle and to a dude who still hasn't shown that he can be mentally stable and mature for a whole season. He's unproven. Also, here's the thing is, his win ratio as far as when he gets fed isn't good. When he gets fed more than anybody else, the team loses more than they win. So, yeah.
You said when they force feed him?
Yeah, when they force feed him, yes.
Yeah, Eli forgets that he's supposed to be somewhat of a decent quarterback, and he thinks Odell's going to pick up everything that he throws, which doesn't necessarily always happen. So the brother needs to learn how to spread the ball out so that Odell's value can actually go up even more.
You're right.
Urban sports teams on the clock. So before we go on, I like that. Jay Chris, give us the top 10 you have for power rankings this week and then where they can go find the video.
Wow, okay. The top 10, though, let me find my pamphlet here. Hold on. Because I use a pamphlet. No. I'm like the what's the name from that watches Walking Dead. I forgot her name. But all right, I'm on the clock right now. So you're not going to distract me from my pick. I'm going to tell you that right now. I think that was strategic, honestly. I'll be honest with you. I think it was strategic. But A little collusion. All right. Let's get some investigations going on. But okay, my top 10 goes like this. And of course, you can catch the video on my YouTube page. Just search power rankings or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, number 10 is Crystal Ball. Crystal Ball is new to the top 10, my top 10 list, because Crystal Ball has been bought into the scene, the club scene, and he's number two in Dre's organization. And with the fall of Kanan, I think Crystal Ball has gained a little bit of power. Not as much as everybody else has that's been on the list, but Crystal Ball, his character could be coming up. At number nine, I got Proctor. Proctor got his license back. He's working with the feds. Is he working with the feds? We shall see. But he's talking. All right, Teresi drops a little bit to number eight. Teresi is he drops because people know a little bit more about him. Okay, he didn't have much of an impact in the last episode, but more information is known about Teresi. Number seven, I got John Mock. John Mock is the federal investigator who is investigating Angela, investigating pretty much everybody, but he's also looking to get a job in D.C. But is he really, or is that just for show to try to keep Angela, unaware of what's going on? We don't know. We'll have to see. Number six, I got Dre. You saw what happened to Dre at the end of the episode there, but what you didn't see is him getting arrested. So we don't know if he got arrested or what happened, what kind of setup is going on there. You got to pay attention to Magic of TV or something else. Number five, we got Tommy. Tommy is making his way up. He sees the fall of Kanan. I think he just doesn't trust anybody except for maybe Keisha. I think it's the only person he trusts. I think he halfway trusts Teresi. So, keep an eye on Tommy. Angela is gaining some power. She kept Ghost from turning himself in at the very beginning of the episode, using her smarts, using what she knows as being a federal prosecutor. She was able to keep him from turning himself in and also help Tasha execute the plan of what went down towards the end of the episode there. Number three, you got Ghost. Ghost is also gaining power. He's gaining some power in the government. He's gaining some power in his businesses. His wife has more power than him right now because, the whole plan went down behind his back without him knowing. So you got to lose power points for that, right? Number two, we got Tariq. Tariq was the setup for the downfall of Kanan. And he worked with his mother. He worked with the family, his mother, to make that happen. So, shout out Tariq for his power is coming up. He even met some people where he can make some money. So Tariq is on the come up. And at number one, of course, we got Tasha. Tasha executed the plan, or got the plan executed to perfection. At least we could tell right now it's to perfection. She got her name cleared and everyone else's name cleared that she needed to get cleared. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Tasha going forward. And, it's just kudos to Tasha for making that happen. Kudos to the writers. Dropping out of the top 10, we got Kanan and 2-Bit. Kanan for obvious reasons. 2-Bit.
Why? Did they kill them?
Yeah, because he's dead. He has no power whatsoever now. But 2-Bit drops out because he was forming alliances back up with Kanan. Kanan had the most power. He was had 2-bit with him, but Kanan's gone now. So all he's got is Dre. Dre is found with a head in his kitchen. They don't know if he got arrested, and Crystal Ball is gaining power. So that drops 2-bit out of the top 10, and that's the way I see it. Tell me how you see
it. Wally, the list for me, because we were doing the top four at power, I'm going to put Kanan number one. So what, he got killed? Okay, because he got killed, he's number one, because he's not going to be there again. Damn it. Now I know why that my high school baseball coach, my junior year, said that stupid thing to me when he said, "It's okay, you'll be a senior next year and win the MVP award. I only like giving them to seniors." But I'm like, "Coach, he didn't deserve it." "Yeah, it doesn't matter, you're not a senior." That's the crap he told me. I was the best player on the team, and Kanan was the best player in that episode last week. Number one, Kanan. Number two, Tasha. Good God, she got her baby daddy. That's right. I'm going to keep that rumor going. Tasha and Kanan had twins. They were the twins, Raina and Tyreek. Number three is Tyreek, and number four has to be Tommy. Why? Not the Tommy we like, the Tommy we don't like. Tommy was so damn dumb, he deserves to be in the list, because how dumb is he? He don't even trust Ghost anymore. Go figure out. That's my top four.
Tommy's always dumb. He's always dumb.
Dumb, man. So disappointed in that guy. So that's my top right there. How you got it going for yourself?
Wally,
it was on you, he Wally. Was like, I was straight looking at what I was right. Looking at these players.
Oh, yeah, I'm close to what a white guy. I got Tasha one, Tyreek two. I got John Mock three, and I got Angela four.
Angela's back on there. I like it. So, do anybody rethink Proctor turned state evidence? Because I do.
I think he's working. No, he's close. But
is John
Ghost ain't trusting
involved
him.
In it? That episode was so much happened. So much happened in that episode. You know what I mean? Like, everything can't be gravy.
Mm-hmm. I think
had
Ghost,
to watch
Ghost
it twice.
I had
to get close, though. It's time to get in the swag back. He's getting there. Ghost is getting close to getting the swag back. If I'm Proctor, I'd be real scared, though, because Ghost is catching on to everything. So I'm Proctor, I'm getting real scared about snitching, because Ghost will get before anything happens.
That's the thing. Are we going to get the original Ghost back?
Oh, he's here. He's there. You can't see the look he gave Proctor? Do you see the look he gave him? When Proctor was trying to pry information out of him? Do you see that look he gave him? Oh, he gave Proctor the look.
He did give him the look.
He gave him the look.
I didn't peep that part.
Yeah, he
so
gave Proctor the look twice. He was like, oh, he gave Proctor the look. He was like, his Proctor kept trying to pry information out of him. And, you know, Ghost was like, hey, he looking like you a snitch. Yeah, he acting like you a snitch. Like, he gave him a look like you a snitch. So,
you asking some particular
Ghost
questions, bro.
Mm-hmm. So, Proctor's his time on his show is looking real slim right now.
Listen, they just cannot. Turtle can't be a snitch, okay? They had Turtle and Dominic back together on one more episode, which was, you know, his partner in crime that he had the computer. That's my boy, all right? Turtle and Dom, they couldn't do it. The entourage crew, they can't do it. I refuse to believe that. So my brother-in-law is really holding this draft up because he's the only one that actually takes the full 90 minutes, 90 seconds in his draft. And I want him to know right here and right now, you know, you suck, okay? You can just hit auto-pick on your thing. Really was that simple. You're not going to be here. Hit auto-pick. That is fantasy football 101. You're not going to play, auto-pick it. Actually, number one rule is, if you're not going to draft, don't be here. Just don't be here. Is that not? Why draft if you're not going to be here? Doesn't make any sense. Does it make any sense to me? Make any sense to you? Not to me. Not to me. Okay.
My team
Hugo
is now on the clock. I just heard it in my ear.
Damn it. I'm trying to track them. Hugo, why aren't you in Chicago?
I'm about to draft somebody that everybody was going to draft. I guarantee it.
Why am I not in Chicago? Because we're doing the plans for Mania in April, remember?
I like to say that was a smart move.
I mean, listen, man. Like, indie wrestling to me.
You're a smart man, Jay Chris.
I like it.
I know. Thank you.
What did Jay Chris draft? It's
not like I'm excited for it.
Andrew Luck. You said Luck, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Not at all.
Did it take Luck?
You took Drew Brees. You took Drew Brees.
Oh, that was dumb.
And that's what I was going to get. And then he took him, so I had to go somebody else. He dirty rotten scoundrel. But it's
yeah,
okay.
I was going to pick Drew Brees, too, but I got my second guy in there.
I'm going to go somewhere. I think going to have a very big year this year. Who had a very big year last year. And picking when I get the chance. Well, if they let me. It's not letting me. Why aren't you letting me?
Uh-oh, Stevie's up. Stevie Wonder's up on the Aretha funeral.
Maybe because it's
Stevie wears a do-rag.
You know, you saw her the other day and I laughed.
Huh?
Who's picking? Who's on the board? That's Micah.
It's Micah.
That's why he stopped.
Well, you see that all in is going down. For those who don't know, we talked about this before a while back. And we, you know, Cody Rhodes without WWE, there's been nobody, there's not been a big company have rented out more than 10,000 seat arena. And Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks actually made that happen. And that's going on tomorrow at the Allstate Sears Arena in Chicago, Illinois. Right now, StarCast is going on. It's pretty much a reflection of WrestleMania a little bit. Everybody's there. Everybody's going crazy. But do they have the right to go crazy, Micah? People don't know the story. Are they going just to go to be something different? Will this be what it should be, or will the internet make it what it really isn't?
Well, first of all, the internet is encompassing of everything. Everything social media wise, so it doesn't really matter which way you stand on that as far as internet is concerned. But the whole thing about All In, what makes it special?
The show suck, and the fans that still say it's great. You know?
Well, I'm not saying that because, like you, I agree with you about wrestling being storyline. But there's those of us who treat wrestling, I'm not saying you don't, I'm just saying there's those of us as well who not only love the storyline, but just love the overall sport of wrestling. And then there's a niche market of fans that will kind of tune into WWE to just keep up with it, but they're hardcore New Japan and ROH type people. And those people are the ones who are primarily supporting this event. Those are the people who primarily support the event. Those are the people who sold it out. And those people are the – and think about it. For you know that he's the son of the great one, the Dream. When he chose that his booking location was going to be a place that it was easy to sell out.
Yeah.
Easy to sell out. If you cannot sell out Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, those strong wrestling venues and crowds, then your product is crap. Now – WWE is experiencing some non-sellouts in those areas, but that's only because of the product itself and some hardcore fan base not being satisfied with that. That has nothing to do with that they can't or don't have the ability to put on one of the best shows that you could ever see, because we've seen them do it. We've seen great Raws, great SmackDowns, of course, great pay-per-views, and we've seen the other crap ton of the opposite. What makes it special is that no one has dared to actually do it and to actually make it a big deal that, well, you know, hey, look, other companies can do this too. It's not just WWE who runs the West. We can combine, but like just like Captain Planet, you know, it's their powers combined. It's not them on their own. It's their powers combined. While WWE is just straight up power. If we were doing a power ranking, obviously WWE is number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's be honest. We got to be honest with it. Raw, SmackDown, NXT is already top three, and then for hardcore fans, it's NXT, SmackDown, and Raw, or vice versa. You switch around SmackDown and NXT, depending if you're a big Daniel Bryan fan, a bigger Daniel Bryan fan than Tommaso Ciampa, Mark. But you know, we have to look at it for what it is, and it's really, really good. Not for that it provides competition with WWE, but it gives us the wrestling fans something else to be happy about. So when the product of WWE, for all of us at some point in time or another, is crap, well, guess what you have? You have Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, all of them putting together, gaining leverage to be able to do what they need to do in the independence, making the independence viable, bringing back a territory-type feel where everyone was viable, everyone had stars, everyone can give you something to offer, everyone can give you something different. You didn't have to just rely on one company. And that's what we've been missing. Because when you have to rely on one entity, they tend to just give you what they want to give you. That's why when we were having those conversations about government, you see why I'm so passionate about it, because if there's one entity that's controlling everything, then the one entity can give it to you the way they want to choose and not the way you want. But if there's competition, if there's someone saying, no, let's do it this way, then we can offer something different. So we already know the wrestling is going to be fantastic on All In. Dave Meltzer may have some pants issues watching it, giving so many daggone 4 and 5 stars when it comes to the matches. And of course, he may give anything that Kenny Omega and Okada in, and he may give it like 18 stars just to troll people. But I'm gonna expect that the wrestling is gonna be the highest quality that we've seen in a long time, and I'm gonna expect that unless you follow ROH and New Japan, you don't know anything about their story. That's it.
Well, I'm glad I follow both of them.
Yeah, you and me are in tune enough to where, okay, we see the show, we understand it, we can catch up, we know what's going on with the Bullet Club and stuff, and then, of course, they keep kayfabe going with being the Elite and other things that they do. But here's the thing, after this All In, though,
I'm sorry, no Dice, I cannot stand you, you dirty, you know what you just did, you should be ashamed of yourself. I no longer like you. Goodbye.
It's quite all right.
It was personal.
What do you do, Mike?
Took Will Fuller. I mean, I literally, oh, my God. And fantasy football, if you like somebody, you go get them. Because if you don't, that's your fault. It's just your fault. Oh, I can't stand you, Jay Chris, for that one. Oh, you dirty dog. You.
Hey, you want to trade Le'Veon Bell for him?
Oh, of course not. What do you think I am? You think
okay,
I?
Okay, because that's who I wanted, and you took him in front of me. So you know.
Oh, I was. Oh, okay. I can't respond with that one.
Just saying.
That's crazy. That was just unfair that you would do that to somebody. You're supposed to be friends. You're supposed to be boys. What are we supposed to be, brothers? Right. God.
Hey, man, hey, fantasy football and business ain't got nothing to do with friendship.
No, it doesn't. It's somebody I'm looking for.
You got to keep them all separated.
It's making me a little angry. I hate when I can't find somebody.
Type the name up in the search.
Yeah. I liked it when you could go by team.
Well, I got so many things open on my computer right now that this thing is going slow, so it skips about 15 seconds for every refresh. So I think I have
Mike,
like 30 seconds left, and I have like 15, 10 seconds left.
Mike, we haven't spoken in a minute, man, but I don't know if you had a show on Monday or around the blocks on Tuesday, and if you did, I didn't get to catch it. What'd you think about the whole Roman, Braun Strowman turning heel, though? Because a lot of people are just like, well,
I don't
team,
think
like,
that it was a heel turn. I don't think it was ever.
I don't think
it was a heel
either.
Turn. I think it was something where he was like, I'm going to align myself with them. It's three of them. It's three of us. Let's do this. And when the time comes, he had turned his back on them. The part with that I don't like is that I've been waiting for Dolph and Drew McIntyre to get a third person. You know, I thought it would maybe be Dean Ambrose. I thought that would be the impact. You came out. You made a big statement about, you know, we're tired of the way things are going. We're going to do things different around here. But yet things are still kind of the same. You two are just doing things the way we've seen teams do things in a way that I can get with, because it does seem a little bit organic. However, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it has not dropped. As Mike is going to let the time expire on his pick with 6 seconds to go. But he picked with 3 seconds. And now I go to get my other running back that I was looking for, and of course, he was gone round two, number 14, to Dice, to no Dice. I can't stand your team right now. Cannot stand your team. Your team is not good. Don't like your team. Your team stinks.
I'm sorry, well, I got somebody in my sights right now, and you can pick him right now, and you can
Let's
get me
somebody.
Back.
Just pick somebody. Was that somebody you was looking at? I picked.
No.
Garrett.
Nice pick.
Look, no. Aaron, put down the blunt weed. What?
Listen, don't you do that. Don't you be that kind of bad person. Okay.
Is he still an eagle?
No.
No,
he's
a lion now, I believe.
I wish he was an eagle
so
bad.
Like, for the last few years, for the last few years, almost like every team he went to was like in Super Bowl contention. I wonder why he went to Detroit.
Guess he wanted to see if it was him.
I think the only ones that won
tested out.
But nah, what made me mad with that Hugo is that I really wanted them to do something together. Like, so Braun coming there, and when I don't feel that it's he's joining them and they're together, the only thing in there that's confusing, and I thought Monday was a really, really good show. Not as good as the previous Monday, but I thought Monday was a, you know, was a decent show. And I was like, okay, he did that. Okay, that's one thing. But when he raised their hands, that's when I got confused, because he's a face in the land of no face, no heels, but we know he's a face. And he raises who we know are acting as heels and being actually booked as heels, and Dolph and Drew McIntyre. So that's the part that was confusing. But I just do think it's just a maybe leading to Survivor Series, because they already got the Hell in a Cell 1-on-1 match, and you know I feel it's like he will turn on them. So I don't think that he's a part of them. So that's how I feel with that one.
The only thing is that obviously it creates storyline that it feels that. Now with the Shield up intact, dude, there's no way that Braun Strowman is going to win the world title or the universal title at Hell.
Do you think
he could be one of those guys that don't need to win the title? Because you really
no, it's not even that for me. It's more or less how people actually think that you go through all that. I'm gonna say it again. I said some guests the other day. If AJ Styles, for the last 4 years, went through what Roman Reigns has gone through, booked in the right spots, put in the right places, but always losing the big match, people would say he was getting buried. You do not do that to Roman for all that he's went through the Undertaker win, Undertaker coming back to the win, doesn't matter, through Brock, through every single thing Roman went through to lose that title. I just don't. And fans can say, well, oh, this is what fans want. Guess what, fans? I'm going to say it's the same thing that Vince McMahon said before, and it still rings true today. You have no idea what you want. You do not. Because when you ask for something and you get it, you don't like it, or it took too long, or it's some kind of excuse you got to come up with. So whatever the WWE does, fans will poop on it anyway. Or my new word, duty, on it anyway. That's my word for the week. Don't judge me. So...
Well, let me tell you, the thing that I had an issue with when it came to the whole Braun Strowman, the way he's currently being booked, had nothing to do with, him signing and aligning with Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler and raising the hand and stuff. Like, come on, I mean, Braun has the Braun thing going on. But it's the whole concept of he's going to do what John Cena did and let you know when he's going to cash in. Like,
mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Now, yeah, I understand that it's still unique to Braun Strowman's character that, you know, I'm too much of a man to be, like, you know, hiding behind your back. I'm telling you I'm coming. So great, fantastic. But for me,
but
it would have been very,
but
very
he didn't
nice
even do that,
have.
Though. Because both times he said he was going to do that, was that what he was doing at on SummerSlam? No.
Yeah, he told him as soon as you're done with your match, you got one against me.
Yeah,
he didn't just get straight up.
Roman was beat to a pulp.
Let me rephrase so I can make sure about where I stand.
Okay.
I don't see what he did as like what Edge did, where John Cena got and he had a crazy hardcore match and he stuck it. Uh-oh, I'm on the clock. Hold on.
I guess we just ain't going to talk while he's gone.
He did just completely stop all at which he was doing right there. He really, really did.
I messed up and didn't draft the backup tight end, so I'm going to have to do something here. Do I draft the backup tight end or do I draft the kicker? Big questions for me right now.
You need a kicker too, though.
I need a kicker. Yeah. I can pick up a new kicker.
I almost went the entire draft without a kicker myself, and I looked up and said, oh, I ain't got a kicker. Oh, I'll get him now. I meant to get him 2 rounds ago, but we were talking. Power. Power gets me distracted. Really, Micah? It's the last pick in the draft. Are you really going to take a minute to pick the last player in the draft?
He's accessing his kickers right.
And he's not even talking.
This is serious stuff in concentration.
I reckon he went got a tight
end. Did he buy more time to like the clock jumped back up?
I know. He had another pick. He had another pick. He went with Benjamin
Watson. Back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Okay.
Like the Eagles will do.
Ooh, I like
it. I had two terms. They went back to back.
Graham Gano.
So, like, when I saw Braun Strowman, you know, do what he did, right? He told. but you knew Braun was coming, and he told you he was coming. It wasn't like Edge, who, you know, you didn't know when he was coming. You was, like, the majority of the guys who cashed in didn't cash in, let you know they were going to cash in. They all did it when it was almost opportune time. Ladies have been doing the same thing, too. Braun, at least, let you know after you're done with your match, you're next. So you don't have to see it that way, but I see it that he didn't do it like an edge, like an opportunistic type dude. He did it more so it's like, hey, I'm coming when you're done. Bye, Felipe. Like, that's what I felt.
Oh, well. I didn't like that. I get that's how it's being booked. That's how he's saying it. But he's really still doing the same thing. Like, their match is over. To do it fairly, it's the way John Cena did it. And that's how – and I didn't think of John Cena the way you thought about it, but that's, you know, you being the Cena hater, lover that you are. You know, I could see you saying it that way. But, no. I mean, what's wrong with that? He's supposed to be this big monster. I guess you put it in that way. I never thought about, oh, that's what Cena did, but okay. And he's not Cena, you know, so he can do it his way and still like, if you don't get these hands, I'm going to get these hands face to face. Nothing wrong with that to me. And I think that's what he should have did. So, yeah, him hanging in for Hell in a Cell, to me, I respect that more for Braun than I did him even saying anything at all in the first place. If he had never said nothing at all, maybe the cash-in thought of that happened that helped Roman win in a sense, because that did help Roman beat Brock Lesnar. Him being down there, okay? But none of that matters to me. Roman is your universal champion, and all in is tomorrow. That's more important to me right now than Roman frickin' Reigns. Talk about Roman on Monday if you want to have a show there, Huggo. But all in, Cody Rhodes wins tomorrow. The Bucks win tomorrow. Okada wins tomorrow. And so all the elite wins tomorrow. There's no, I just can't see Omega losing. I can't see Cody losing. But I can see probably Cody more, but I think with this being Cody's event, I think that to have an event called All In, you're going to see all the guys you want, bump whatever you want to do. Everybody who the fans love should win. Will it? We shall find out. I'm watching it tomorrow. It's on Fit TV. FITE, and I'm quite sure somebody will be streaming it on YouTube. Guarantee you somebody will. If I watch all of Wrestle Kingdom 12 on YouTube at like 4 o'clock in the morning, quite sure all going to be streamed somewhere on YouTube tomorrow. So check your local YouTube, people. But with that being said, the final picks and the draft was made. I can't wait to see my draft report card. People, thank you guys for joining the show. We had to get a show in because I want to get the Eagles talking. I want to get Power in. Shout out to Donald signing his 6-year contract, extension, $135 million with the Rams. The Raiders are trying to get Khalil Mack. I just say trade the guy, let him go. Too much headache. John Gruden's never been one to, you know.
John Gruden poison.
To cave in, but. I'm looking forward to everything that's going on. So, guys, with that being said, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Peace.